I want to maybe wrap up every show with What the Hell News. I like giving it.
I love wrapping it up with What the Hell News.
Not me. I like raw dogging it. Hell yeah.
You can say that?
Yeah, the news? Absolutely. What?
You could say raw dog.
Raw dog the news?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Guys.
I'm afraid.
What is wrong with you?
I love the look on her face.
Anna informed me of things that I couldn't say that I say a lot.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, by the way, don't say that anymore because you can't say that.
If you guys want to, you can come to me with your air checks, and I will tell you exactly all the stuff that I hear on my way home sometimes.
You've texted me a few
times. Once in a while, I will text you when it's real bad because I'm laughing hysterically. At the same time, I'm feeling bad because I'm going to miss working with you. But there's a lot of stuff that you guys do.
There's been a few times where you texted me in all caps, you can't say blank.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh.
Oopsies.
But I'm, like, aware of it. Like, I make a point. I always think about what I'm going to say, and I'm like, this is okay. And then I let it fly.
Anna should know better.
Should I?
She should know better because I have told her, and we have told her, and Gio has told her so many times the different things that you can't say. She has learned by default the things that she cannot say.
Everything.
I need a list or something. Like I need to go over, like, homework.
You really do. Well, Anna, being, you know, you're her bitch, and she's the host of the Stay Woke show, it's her responsibility to make sure that you say the right things.
I thought I could say those words.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah,
his name wasn't Keith.
How do you think I learned?
But it was very close to that word.
How do you think I learned? I learned the same way. I learned by being myself in the middle of the night with no guidance at all. And then finding out on Mondays, hey, by the way, you said this many words that you couldn't say. And da-da-da-da. Lucky for you, the FCC is asleep. So, yeah, can't do these things. I mean, it was bad. Like, I had Spanish on with me the first weekend I did radio, and he dumped me like 7 times. He's like,
were you throwing F-bombs and stuff?
No.
Okay.
It was more
like C-bombs?
No. It was more words in combination were inappropriate.
Context and stuff, yeah.
Big time context.
Verbs and things.
Yeah, talking about different bodily fluids and stuff. Yeah, that you can't say, you know, or sexual.
Now, if you say... I don't even know how to say this.
I'll just
say
it, dude.
If you're talking about,
say it out loud,
a fluid, and you call it by its scientific name, for example.
Well, you can't describe it in action. See what I'm saying?
It's on the floor. There's no action. There's no kinetic energy.
It has to be spoken in a medical way.
Can I say it, and then if I can't say it, just dump it?
This is a fun game.
I like this game.
Did you see Ryan and myself both just laughed like
up.
We both laughed like Jacob two times at the same time. Yeah. Go ahead, say it.
Because I remember there was one that we were talking about the other night.
Don't drag me into this.
Just say
it. This is yours. Ejaculate.
That way you say it is fine.
Yes. Okay.
If you pronounced it a little different, we'd have to say it
like
different.
Like a vacillation going on.
Yeah, you can't say that. Yeah.
Exactly. And let's try not to make a habit of saying that.
Yeah,
what I just said, so technically it's okay, but it's frowned upon.
Yes. Like, for example, when John Brennan sent Johnny that email or talked to him in his meeting and said, you know, you used the word rape a little too much on the
air. It was 47 times in the show, but it was all context.
Yeah. You can say the word.
What are you raising your hand for?
I want to play.
It's frowned upon if certain words are used too much.
Yeah, you don't want to abuse it. That's for sure. Yeah, it needs to be, if you're going to use that word, it needs to be spoken in a medical way that isn't dirty or anything like that. And I would say avoid that word.
How did you use it, Anna? I don't remember.
You said it?
I didn't say it.
Oh, boy.
But I might say this.
Oh, no.
Can I try?
I'll dump you if it's bad.
I feel like I'm going to get dumped.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Just do it. He'll dump you.
All right.
You don't mind getting it if you dump me?
Wait, what?
Nope.
What did you say? I didn't even hear it.
She can't say that. That's why I just dumped her.
Here, I'll put it up on the monitor. Please do.
She was laughing.
It's another word for what you said.
You can't say that. What?
She just said it.
What's the matter with that?
You can't say that.
Why not? That's silly.
It is silly.
It's like poo-poo.
No.
No, it's not.
Not really.
Nope.
No.
So what are some
You
words?
Know what I'm always afraid of? That the dump button is going to break, and then we get fired,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, the one time somebody says, can I just say this and you can dump me? That's when it doesn't work.
You don't want that.
So I'm going to listen back to the show tomorrow, and if we're still here.
Like, I'm liable to say something just to test the dump button and get fired, and I don't want that to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm. Nope.
Those two words should be allowed together.
No.
You can say it.
It's called tempting fate. Shouldn't do that on the radio.
That's something you say in fourth grade.
Are we playing dump button roulette right now?
You can say peanut butter and jelly.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
So you take out a few.
No, you don't. No.
Move it around.
No, you can say I'm coming over, right? Yeah. Right. I'm coming over to your house. You could say that.
Yeah, you can.
Right? And you can say,
and then you gotta go.
You're gonna have to face the music when I get
there. Oh, jeez. Now I know. Yeah.
What?
That one you cannot say.
Why did you do that?
That was shocking. Oh, God.
Why did you do that?
Dump button roulette, dude. Your face is right now. Oh. That's amazing.
I don't feel good.
I can't breathe.
I don't feel good.
I can't breathe.
Just peed my pants.
God. Look at Ryan.
Why?
He looked me dead in the eyes when he said it, too.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, guess who heard that, though? Colleen, who's on hold right now. Colleen, how are you right now?
Hey, good. Oh, fantastic. Somebody's getting fired, okay?
No.
You guys are fantastic. Well,
thank you.
You got fire up a cig.
Colleen, you want to come over for some moose soup?
Can we not, no. Please? Don't tempt the caller.
No. Sorry. Go ahead.
I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you.
You guys make me hilariously laugh.
Oh, that's what we're here for.
Anna, and what's the other little boy?
Little boy!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you little bitch.
Give me a break.
That's Will. He's a little boy.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Little boy.
He's growing up. He's growing up right before our eyes, Colleen.
I'm old. So to anybody, even Johnny B's probably a little boy.
No,
How old are you, Colleen?
I'm a big fat ass, Colleen.
How old are you?
Love that laugh.
I'm 55.
55? You don't sound a day over 54.
Exactly what I said.
Hell yeah.
To my mom the other day.
There you go. Well, your mama's still alive.
You
That's good.
You guys are great.
Thanks, Colleen.
Seriously, listen to you guys all the time.
Well, call in all the time, Colleen. We want to hear from you.
You'll hear from me.
Hell yeah. I'll make sure this little boy's here when you call in.
You will.
Later, Colleen.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I'm still laughing at
I don't know why you
dump button
that.
Roulette. That was awesome.
That's a fun game.
It is a fun game. I want to do it at least once a week.
Yeah, we should do that
once
a week.
Let's
wait until we have a guest in, and I'll just rip off like the most heinous thing in the world and then hit the dump button.
Why don't we have John Brennan come in next week?
He's not coming up here.
We haven't had him on the show yet.
He has two young children. There's
I'm
no
just
way.
Saying, you're talking about having guests on the show playing dump button roulette. You know, let's give John Brennan some airtime.
No. He didn't even make anybody's top five.
Yeah, he did.
Crazy people.